陕西省初中毕业学业考试
英语试卷
银卷一听对话选答案第一节听下面十段对话每段对话后有一个问题读两遍请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, is there anything that you like doing?
Well, I love reading very much, and I enjoy listening to music too.
Question, what are they talking about? Is there anything that you like doing?
Well, I love reading very much, and I enjoy listening to music, too.
Question, what are they talking about? Number two. So far, I've been to Japan and Korea, but I wish someday I could go to Canada.
Hope your dream can come true.
Question.Where does the man want to go? So far, I've been to Japan and Korea, but I wish someday I could go to Canada.
Hope your dream can come true.
Question. Where does the man want to go? Number three. Judy, you'd better get up.Or you'll be late. It's 7:10 now.
Oh, Dad, give me 5 more minutes, please.
Question. What time will Judy get up? Judy, you'd better get up, or you'll be late. It's 7:10 now.
Oh, Dad, give me 5 more minutes, please.
Question. What time will Judy get up?Number four. Doctor, I'm feeling better. Can I stop taking the medicine?
You'd better not. You still need to take it 3 times a day.
Question. How many times should the man take the medicine today? Doctor, I'm feeling better. Can I stop taking the medicine?
You'd better not. You still need to take it 3 times a day.
Question.How many times should the man take the medicine today? Number five. How much does this pair of shorts cost?
It's on sale for 100 yuan now. It was 175 yuan yesterday.
Question. How much is the pair of shorts now?How much does this pair of shorts cost?
It's on sale for 100 yuan now. It was 175 yuan yesterday.
Question. How much is the pair of shorts now? Number six. What's the weather like in your hometown?
It's hardly ever snowy in winter.Usually warm in spring and rainy in summer.
Question. How's the weather in summer in the woman's hometown? What's the weather like in your hometown?
It's hardly ever snowy in winter. Usually warm in spring and rainy in summer.
Question. How's the weather in summer in the woman's hometown?Number seven. Mom, could you help me find my sports clothes?
Sure, but right now I need your help to move the desk first.
Question. What is the boy going to do next? Mom, could you help me find my sports clothes?
Sure, but right now I need your help to move the desk first.
Question.What is the boy going to do next? Number 8. Did you watch the soccer game yesterday? It was after Bieber's concert.
I wanted to, but my sister was watching a movie on TV the whole time.
Question. What did the woman's sister watch yesterday? Did you watch the soccer game yesterday? It was after Bieber's concert.
I wanted to, but my sister was watching a movie on TV the whole time.
Question. What did the woman's sister watch yesterday? Number 9. Vera, I thought you lived on West Street. Or is it South Street?
No, I live on East Street, and so does Dennis.
Question. Where does Dennis live? Vera, I thought you lived on West Street. Or is it South Street?
No, I live on East Street, and so does Dennis.
Question. Where does Dennis live? Number 10. Would you like some rice or noodles, Jane?
Neither. I only want some fruit to eat.
Question. What does Jane want to eat? Would you like some rice or noodles, Jane?
Neither. I only want some fruit to eat.
Question. What does Jane want to eat?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第11段对话，回答第11、12小题。
Jenny, you look worried. What's the matter?
I want to take a taxi, but it's really difficult for me to get one at this time.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see a friend in the hospital. She had an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Which hospital will you go to?
The number 4 hospital.
That's near my home. I think I can drive you there.
Thanks a lot.
Jenny, you look worried. What's the matter?
I want to take a taxi, but it's really difficult for me to get one at this time.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see a friend in the hospital. She had an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Which hospital will you go to?
The number 4 hospital.
That's near my home. I think I can drive you there.
Thanks a lot. Hi, Bob. Good news for you.
Hi, Lily. What is it?
You won the first prize in the speaking competition.
Wow. I'm so glad to hear that. Who told you about it?
Our teacher did. She said 2 of the students in our class won the prize.
What about you?
I won the 2nd prize. I think I was lucky this time.
So great. Congratulations.
It's a great day for us today. Let's go out and relax.
Good idea. But where shall we go?
To the park, okay?
All right.
Hi, Bob. Good news for you.
Hi, Lily. What is it?
You won the first prize in the speaking competition.
Wow, I'm so glad to hear that. Who told you about it?
Our teacher did. She said 2 of the students in our class won the prize.
What about you?
I won the 2nd prize. I think I was lucky this time.
So great. Congratulations.
It's a great day for us today. Let's go out and relax.
Good idea. But where shall we go?
to the park, okay?
All right.
Two, 听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
My father is an engineer. He is very busy and always forgets his birthday, October 18th. In 2013, I tried my best to make his 46th birthday the one he would never forget. At first, I told Mom my plan. Next, I called Luke, my father's best friend. Luke told me the name of Dad's favorite restaurant, and he also said he would make sure that all of his other friends would come. Then I called the restaurant and booked some tables. At 4:30 in the afternoon, I went to the restaurant to make sure everything was ready. 40 minutes later, Mom brought Dad there. She told him that they were going out for a simple dinner. When they arrived, everyone shouted, Happy birthday! After dinner, Dad said, Thank you, Laura. Your mom told me you planned all these by yourself. This is the best birthday I have ever had. You made so many surprises for me. I'm very proud of you.
My father is an engineer. He is very busy and always forgets his birthday, October 18th. In 2013, I tried my best to make his 46th birthday the one he would never forget. At first, I told Mom my plan. Next, I called Luke, my father's best friend. Luke told me the name of Dad's favorite restaurant, and he also said he would make sure that all of his other friends would come. Then, I called the restaurant and booked some tables. At 4:30 in the afternoon, I went to the restaurant to make sure everything was ready. 40 minutes later, Mom brought Dad there. She told him that they were going out for a simple dinner. When they arrived, everyone shouted, Happy birthday! After dinner, Dad said, Thank you, Laura. Your mom told me you planned all these by yourself. This is the best birthday I have ever had. You made so many surprises for me. I'm very proud of you.